School. Dick Lindstrom will be conducting the ceremony tonight. The Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame pays tribute and extends recognition to those individuals who contributed to the honor and fame of Galesburg High School in the field of high school athletics. Their achievements have touched everyone associated with Galesburg High School and have established a tradition of excellence from the inception of high school activities and athletics at Galesburg to the present. None have better exemplified the true spirit of athletics at Galesburg High School than those who we will honor tonight. We might mention the Hall of Fame Selection Committee. Jerry Albright, Arnold Gonzalez, Luann Kramer, Tom Childs, the principal at Galesburg High School, Ralph Henning, Craig Johnson, Dick Lindstrom, Pete Theory, Barry Swanson, Ray Pickerel, Alan Pickerel, Bob Morgan, and Lori Mason, all on that committee. And we're ready now, and we're going to go down to Dick Lindstrom on the floor for the ceremony tonight.
Is that enough time?
You're fine.
Hey. Ready? Here we go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to John Thiel Gymnasium and the 20th annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. My name is Dick Lindstrom, your Master of Ceremonies this evening. This is truly a special ceremony, and we're happy that you're here with us to honor these Silver Streak athletes, coach, and team. Let me first introduce to you those at the head table this evening. First, the president of the District 205 Board of Education, Dr. Barry Swanson. Second, Galesburg High School principal and Hall of Fame committee member, Mr. Tom Childs. Third, Galesburg High School's athletic director and committee member, Mr. Ralph Henning. And the president of the GHS Booster Club, Mr. Mark McMahon. Every year about this time, we have a reunion of sorts here at Galesburg High School. We call it the Hall of Fame ceremony. Each year, we invite different group of people to this reunion. Star athletes and teams that were part of the fabric of Galesburg and part of what has made Galesburg great. Most communities and schools don't have this reunion, and those that do, they don't have the historical perspective that we have here in Galesburg. Is it good? I think so. The tradition of excellence in Galesburg High School athletics is known across the Midwest, the United States, and the world. And we want to welcome this evening people listening on the Internet. We're glad you're listening. Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame pays tribute and extends recognition to those individuals who contribute to the honor and fame of Galesburg High School in the field of high school athletics. The achievements of those honored here this evening exemplify the best on the court or field of play and display the true spirit of athletics at Galesburg High School. As you entered this evening, you should have received a copy of the program booklet. If you did not receive a copy of the program booklet, you can pick one up when you leave. In this booklet, it lists the members of the selection committee, the procedures that are used to select the individual or teams for the Athletic Hall of Fame. The selection committee is made up of 16 members, considering candidates from the pre-1969 era, as well as candidates from 1969 to the present. Let me say that this committee has, over the past year, considered dozens of potential Hall of Fame candidates, and to reduce the selection to a list of 9 is not an easy task. Each of you in attendance today can remember a star athlete and question why he or she is not included. But the committee must weigh achievements of star swimmers, All-State boys basketball players, girls golfers, boys tennis players, football stars, girls track. You can see the dilemma. That is why selection to the Hall of Fame is such a high honor, in that star athletes, some of the best individuals, must survive the selection process before final selection. That is no more evident than the 7 new athletes, a coach, and a team that we install tonight. All extraordinarily outstanding, that have waited 10, 15, 20 years for their induction. Also listed in the program booklet are the name of the inductees and their athletic accomplishments. Every effort has been made to make this as accurate as possible. My thanks to Albert and Albert Kimbrough, to Tom Wilson, to Jerry Albright, to Ray Van Ottingham, to the Sedgwick family, and to the friends and family of the inductees for their help in assembling the historical facts and statistics for each of our inductees this evening. Our first 3 inductees this evening are from the pre-1969 era, affectionately referred to as the old-timers category. Our first inductee from the old-timers category is Jim Lester. Representing Jim this evening is his wife, Marilyn, and Jim is sitting in the corner on the front row. Jim, would you wave your hand so everybody can see you? There he is. Jim is a member of the GHS class of 1953, an outstanding all-around athlete. He played football, basketball, and baseball at GHS, but baseball was Jim's Hall of Fame sport, playing all 3 years for the Silver Streaks. Jim was a slick fielding third baseman, one of the best to play the position, and he could hit as well. I was told this evening that he was a prototypical number 3 hitter. One of his other close friends said that he would come to the ballpark with a glove and a gun, meaning he could field almost anything hit his way, and he would throw them out with a strong arm. But like many athletes, Jim's game actually got better as he grew older. Jim headed west after GHS graduation, first to Reedley College in California, where he was all-conference for 2 years in baseball, and then he transferred to Fresno State University, where he was all-conference third baseman, and his 1959 squad ended up 3rd in the NCAA baseball tournament in Omaha. Jim was a Hall of Famer at both Reedley College and Fresno State. Jim went on to play professional baseball in the Western Canada Baseball League, where he was an all-star for 5 years. He currently lives in Peoria with his wife, Marilyn, and he has 3 children and 7 grandsons. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Jim Lester. Our next inductee is Bobby Hoffman. Right, Bobby. Bobby was a two-year letter winner in baseball, but Bobby's most remembered is most remembered for his basketball ability. He's a member of the 1956 squad, which will be inducted later on this evening. But Bobby is best known as the quarterback on the 1957 boys basketball team. The 1957 squad, you recall, didn't have a lot of size, but with a combination of tough defense and great athletic ability, made the streaks difficult to play and fun to watch. The 57 squad, you will also remember, is remembered for the slowdown tournament victory over Rock Island, one of the favorites to win the state championship that year. Although outmanned on paper, the 57 team made it to the state Elite Eight, losing to Collinsville in a game that the streaks were called for three times more fouls than the Kayhawks. As the team quarterback, Bobby would often use his ball handling skills in a keep-away style called the stall. Bobby was first team All-Conference, first team All-Western Illinois, member of the National High School All-American team, honorable mention All-Northern Illinois team, honorable mention All-State Tournament team, and honorable mention All-State. Bobby currently lives in Jacksonville, Illinois with his wife Ann. He is the father of a daughter, Susan Spears, and son, Bobby, and three grandchildren. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Bobby Hoffman. Bobby wanted it recognized that the first six players on the 57 basketball team are all here this evening. Our next inductee is Jerry LaVon Cato. Jerry is a 1967 graduate of GHS and is being inducted because of his extraordinarily outstanding football talent. Strength and mobility best describe Jerry on the football field. Jerry was a powerful fullback, noted for his blocking ability, but Jerry was almost impossible for one man to bring down when he carried the ball. Plus, he was fast for his size. Just ask practice players who tried to bring him down, let alone opposing players. On defense, Jerry anchored the defensive line as an end and caused all kinds of havoc for opposing offensive linemen and running backs. Jerry played for the legendary Streaks coach Cliff Van Dyke, and the 1966 team was one of the best in Streaks history, going 8-1, losing only to Blue Island Eisenhower. Jerry was first-team All-Conference, Rockford Register Star All-State, Chicago Daily News All-State. Jerry has been a pastor for 34 years, the last 19 at the New Home Church. Jerry has coached in the JFL, the YMCA. He was on the original board of the Habitat for Humanity, and he's past master of the W.L. Darrow Lodge. Jerry currently lives in Galesburg. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Jerry L. Cato, Sr. Congratulations. Our next four inductees are from the current category, and our first recipient within that category is Rodney Allen Blue. Rodney Allen is a member of the GHS class of 1976, and while Rodney Allen ran cross country, it was track and field as a sprinter that Rodney Allen truly excelled. Rodney Allen was a three-time Western Big Six 400-meter champ, three times all-conference, three-time state qualifier. He was ranked number one in the state in the 400-meter and was the 1976 track MVP and team captain. He held the record for the 400-meter dash for 20 years. He placed 10th in the state in the 400-meter. Rodney Allen also was a member of three GHS record-setting relay teams, the 4x100, the 4x200, the 4x400. Rodney Allen has also had a celebrated career in the Masters professional track circuit. Coach Jerry Albright reminded me of Rodney Allen's beautiful classic stride. He said, he looked like a Hall of Fame sprinter. Rodney Allen has coached track for many years, both in the Quad Cities and in Galesburg, always promoting good character and strong values while encouraging young athletes. Rodney lives in Galesburg with his wife, Cindy, and his father to Rodney Jr. and Drexler, and stepchildren, Jason, Jamie, and niece, Marissa. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Rodney Allen Blue.
Thank you. Congratulations, Bob. Thank you. Well done.
Nikki.
Our next inductee is Nicole Nikki PC Johnson. Nikki is a member of the GHS class of 1996. At GHS, Nikki played basketball, ran track, was even a varsity cheerleader for boys basketball. But Nikki is being inducted for her extraordinary swimming and particularly her diving career. Nikki has a top five all-time best 50-yard breaststroke, 17th all-time in the 100-yard breaststroke, achieving these marks without really training for the event because she was diving, and that was her trademark. Listen to this. 6-dive all-time record holder at GHS. 11-dive third-place all-time. Western Big Six dive champion, 93, 94, 95. She was undefeated in dual meets. She was GHS swim and dive MVP in 94 and 95. In the spring of 96, she went to the YMCA Nationals, a prestigious event in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. But Nikki got even better in college. Nikki went on to Illinois State, and while on the academic dean's list, she was Missouri Valley Conference All-Conference in 1997, 1999, and 2000. She was Diver of the Year in 2000. She's top three all-time Missouri Valley 6-dive score. She's in the top four all-time Missouri Valley 11-dive score. Missouri Valley swimming and diving all-century team. She set several ISU and Missouri Valley diving records and still holds the ISU platform record. Nikki is married to Aaron Johnson, the mother of two children, Charlie and Grace. Nikki is a stay-at-home mom, although she has worked at Parks and Recreation and Personal Fitness. She currently lives in Champaign, Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer Nicole Nikki PC Johnson. Our next inductee is Michael Hunnigan. Mike is also a member of the GHS class of 1996. Many of you will remember Mike playing varsity basketball with his twin brother Chris. But track is where Mike truly was exceptional. He was an all-purpose sprinter. Mike held simultaneous records in the 100-meter dash, the 200-meter dash, the 400-meter dash, was a member of the 4x100 relay team, the 4x200 relay team, the 4x400 relay team, and in 1996, Mike placed third in state in the 400-meter dash. Mike still holds the 200 and 400-meter records. And at graduation, as we mentioned, Mike held six GHS sprint and relay records. Coach Albright tells me the story of a season-ending meet and how he held Mike back from his typical events to save him for an upcoming state regional meet. So he placed Mike in one event, the 200-meter dash. Mike drew the lane one, the most difficult lane, and he proceeded to set a school record basically as a fill-in. Mike always worked very hard at practice, but if you watched him practice, you wouldn't realize that he was having fun because he was always pushing those who were on the team with him. Mike graduated from Illinois State University in 2001 with a degree in industrial technology. Mike currently lives in Florissant, Missouri, is a partner in a general e-commerce web store selling home and commercial furniture. Mike is married to Carla Hunnigan and has children Diana, and Ellen. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Michael Hunnigan.
Thank you.
Our next inductee is Catherine Cat Mason. She told me I could call her Cat. That's what everybody knows her as. And Cat is a 2000 grad of Galesburg High School and was an outstanding all-around athlete, particularly volleyball and softball. Cat was a volleyball captain for 2 years, all-conference in 98 and 99, all-state in 99, held several individual and career records. Cat was also a terrific softball player, three-year captain, all-conference, 98, 99, 2000, all of this while student council president, National Honor Society, plus several Student of the Month and Citizenship Awards. Cat went on to Illinois Wesleyan University, where she was a starting catcher for all 4 years. She was all-conference, all-region, and her 2003 team finished third in the NCAA Division III World Series, and Kat was selected all-tournament team. Kat has played on ASA National Championship teams and against many Olympic team members. Kat currently lives in Bloomington, Illinois, is the head softball coach at Bloomington High School, last year the Big 12 Conference champs, and she also is an assistant volleyball coach at Illinois Wesleyan University. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Catherine Kat Mason. Our next inductee is Coach Phil Erickson. Phil is escorted this evening by his grandchildren, Nathan and Elena. Phil is a member of the GHS class of 1957. He earned 7 letters at GHS in track, cross country, and basketball. But Phil is recognized tonight for his 35 years of coaching football, soccer, track, and basketball at Lombard Junior High. Phil served Lombard as athletic director, but is probably best known for his nearly 400 basketball wins, preparing many, many young men and women to play basketball for the Silver Streaks. You see, Phil spent 4 or 5 years coaching both the boys and the girls. Phil coached several teams in the IESA State Tournament, that's the Illinois Elementary School Association, but every year, the season highlight would be the games against crosstown rival Churchill Junior High, where this gym would be nearly filled to capacity watching junior high basketball games. But Phil says his best reward is watching his young players progress through the season and then eventually moving on to the high school and playing for the Silver Streaks. Phil currently lives in Knoxville with his wife, Terry, his 2 sons, Scott Erickson, the Knox County clerk, and Lance Erickson, who works for Ohio State University. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Phil Erickson. Our final inductees this evening are the 1956 boys basketball team. You can come up. The mid-50s and the 60s, by many accounts, was the greatest era in Illinois boys basketball, and the 1956 boys team could, by most accounts, is really the start of the modern era of boys basketball in Galesburg. The 1955 squad was actually a state tournament squad, but the 56 squad was the first coached by legendary John Thiel, and the public anticipation for Silver Streak basketball was the talk of the town from that point on. The 1956 Reflector, the yearbook, states, "Students at Galesburg High School this year witnessed by far the most outstanding basketball team the city has produced," close quote. The Reflector that year was dedicated to this team. The team's record regular season was 21-2. They were co-champs of the Northwest Conference and the Illini Conference champions. The only two losses were to Moline and Rock Island, the same Rock Island team that the 57 team beat in the stall game the very next year. The Rocks featured NBA star Don Nelson. The two losses were later avenged, I might say, so we got back at them at a future date. Their season ended with one of the greatest games ever played, the sudden death loss to Rockford West, the eventual state champion. Rockford West was the defending state champion. They had two Big Ten players, John Wessels, Nolan Gentry, both of them about 6'8". They had athletic guards. Galesburg's tallest player was 6'4". And at that point, sudden death meant that after the regulation time, you played one overtime. If the game was still tied after one overtime, they had a jump ball, and the first team that scored won. We won the jump ball. We had the first shot. It went in and out. Rockford rebounded, came down, hit a lucky shot, and won the ball game. But everybody will remember in that era the 56 basketball team. In a post-game interview on TV, the Rockford West team agreed that the Silver Streaks were their toughest opponent. This team ended their season 26-3. Let me introduce to you the 1956 boys basketball team. First of all, before I do that, we have a special surprise that a lot of people I don't think know is in the audience. The coach of the 1955 team is in the stands. He's the one that took them to the state tournament the year before, Mr. Frank Adams. And Frank is actually alive and well. Stand up, Frank. Frank coached this ball club for 1 year, and then he left for Knox College, where he coached for 5 years and had outstanding teams at the Knox College level. There are four members of this, or one coach and four players that are deceased. And I'm going to read their name, and then I'm going to come back, and we have people that are going to represent them this evening. Obviously, legendary coach John Thiel, star guard Russ Lind, scrappy forward Ray Young, and reserve Keith Graham. Representing Keith Graham this evening is Larry Graham. Larry? And representing Ray Young are Byron Young and Kevin Young. Several players, because of previous commitments, are unable to attend this evening. Center Bill Granning, forward Bob Junkin, guard Doug Mills, guard John Sedgwick. But representing Jerry O'Dell is his cousin, Diane Collison. And representing guard Dick Taylor is his sister, Beatrice Peoples. I also want to recognize the fact that famed columnist Tom Wilson. Where are you, Tom? Are you here tonight? Anyway, Tom was the manager of that 56 basketball team, and anybody who's ever coached realizes that a manager is a very important person, and Tom did an outstanding job. We have, representing Coach Thiel, Zach Thiel. Zach? We have 9 members of the 56 basketball squad in attendance this evening, and I'm going to introduce them in alphabetical order. First is Bill Briggs. Bill lives in Moline. He's had an engineering company in Rock Island for years, and Bill, congratulations. Next is Bob Douglas. Bob lives in Huntsville, Alabama, has worked for government work for years.
Congratulations,
Bob. Next is Bobby Hoffman. You know Bobby, we just inducted him into the Hall of Fame. No, I think you have them all. Next is Albert Kimbrough. Albert played football at Northwestern University and has been at Evanston Township High School for 25 years in school administration. Next is Albert Kimbrough. Albert also went to Northwestern University. He was an all-Big Ten player, played in 3 bowl games, played 7 years in the NFL, and is presently a substitute teacher in Galesburg. Next is Mike Owens. Mike currently lives in Moline and has been a school teacher, coach, and principal, athletic director. Congratulations, Mike.
Our commissioner. The Western Big Six.
Next is Jim Range. Jim is retired from Butler Manufacturing and lives in Rock Island, Illinois.
Congratulations.
Next is Al Williams. Al is retired, lives in Las Vegas, Nevada. Al Williams. And finally, Frank Youngquist. Frank is retired from the Rock Island school system, 38 years in the Rock Island school system. Frank Youngquist. Ladies and gentlemen, the 1956 Hall of Fame basketball team, the Galesburg Silver Streaks. You're invited to see the new plaques in our Hall of Fame just outside of Field Gym. This concludes our Hall of Fame ceremony. Thank you for attention. Thank you for all you inductees coming back. Let's play some more Silver Streak football. Thank you.
That's Dick Lickstrom with our Hall of Fame ceremony. I think he said football instead of basketball. We're going to take a break and then come back, and we'll have our pregame show. We'll have the interviews with the two coaches, John Gross of Peoria Richwoods and Evan Massey, the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And then we'll be right about on time tonight, about 7:30. We'll have the tip-off as the Silver Streaks play Peoria Richwoods here at John Thiel Gym. So a special night here as the Hall of Fame ceremony just winding up down on the floor. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hello, everyone. This is Tim Dougherty from Knoxville. I have worked at three body shops in my career, and I can guarantee that no shop comes close to the quality work we do here every day at Dave's. I'm proud of our dirt-free painting techniques that people from all over the world come to learn, and it all started right here at Dave's. Come and see for yourself. Oh yeah, tell them Tim sent you.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Jim Wyman back with you, and we're just getting close to high school basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks coming off a big win over the Rock Island Lady Rocks on Tuesday, 49-42, take on the number four team in Class 3A. That's the Peoria Richwoods Knights. Peoria Richwoods coming off a 61-37 victory over Peoria Manual on Tuesday. Peoria Richwoods is 4-0 on the year, 3-0 in the tourney. They beat Sherrard 62-56, beat East Moline 71-24, beat Alleman 52-30. And again, they are number four in the 3A poll. Freeport, a winner earlier tonight over Metamora, is number one now, and Galesburg is ranked 10. The Silver Streaks 2-2 on the season. They opened their season with a 69-65 win, or loss, I should say, to Illini West, then came back on the next day, that last Saturday, and defeated Sherrard 47-39. They were blown out last Saturday night by Freeport on their home floor, 70-46. But then on Tuesday, the Streaks, a decided underdog, beat Rock Island 49-42. Rock Island picked by many to challenge Moline for the Western Big Six Conference crown, but that may not be, as the Silver Streaks handle the Rock Island Rocks 49-42. It was the coming out party for Mynika Warner on Tuesday night, as she scored 23 points in that game, including in the fourth quarter. 8 points in the fourth quarter, and 6 of those were free throws. She made 6 out of 8 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter of that game for the Silver Streaks. Unfortunately, she fouled out of the game, Mynika did, but Mynika Warner had a great ball game. And the other player who really stood out for the Streaks on Tuesday night was Jessica Howard, who pumped in 8 points as well in the fourth quarter. The Streaks outscoring Rock Island in the fourth quarter of that game, 24-14, but Howard hit 2 threes and 2 free throws in the fourth quarter of that game for Galesburg. The Streaks are still going to be without Whitney Daler and Maddie Boyer. No word yet on when they are going to be back. Everybody's keeping mum, although I saw John Ring's story in the Galesburg Zephyr today, and he's He's a little bit more in tune with the word on the street than I am, and he said 7 games, which would bring them back before Christmas. I asked Evan Massey if they would be back before Christmas or after Christmas, but he cannot comment, and I was going to try to corner Dr. Tom Childs here tonight, but unfortunately was unable to get him in a corner so I could ask him about it. But at any rate, the two girls, Maddie Boyer and Whitney Daler, will not play tonight. That we know, and the Streaks are going to have their hands full with a Peoria Richwoods team that is coming into this game 4-0. This is the 32nd meeting between the two schools. Galesburg leads that series 18-13. The Silver Streaks won the game last year over Peoria Richwoods, defeating Richwoods 42-38 right here on the Silver Streaks home floor. We're going to take a break and then come back and talk with our sidekick here, Eric Gibson, who has made his way to the booth, and we'll do that in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
They say America is a land of opportunity.